What's going on, beautiful people? What is happening? Hopefully you're having an amazing day, amazing week, amazing month. You know, hey, happy to be with you once again. How are you guys getting with your goals? You pushing for them? You working hard toward them? You written them all down? Hopefully by now, you know, we're way into January now, so hopefully you've, you know, we're like making some real progress with regards to our goals and our dreams and the things we want to achieve this year. If you've dropped off on your goals, listen, it's all good. Jump back on that wagon, jump back on, you know, that boat. Come on, like, don't give up now, all right? Even if things have got hard, jump back on, get back involved, because your goals can still be met. Your goals are still there, they're not gone anywhere, okay? So don't beat yourself up, don't kick yourself for dropping off, just get back on the wheel. Get back on that ship, get back on that boat. Come on, you can do it. Right, so shall we get straight into it today? I know you guys are probably thinking, Ramel, just get to the point, right? So let's get to the point today. So today, what are we discussing? Today we're going to discuss our feelings, right? And how I believe and why I believe your feelings are not your friend. Your feelings are not your friend. And we're going to talk about why. Okay, why your feelings are not your friend, because too many times I believe we, you know, we have people say, you know, go with what you feel, or do what you like, or do whatever you feel like. And I understand the heart behind that advice. I really do understand the heart behind it, but I don't think that advice is sound. I don't think that it's good advice. I don't think that it's advice that we should take, because when we go with our feelings, it means that we're literally going with how we're, you know, operating that day or even that moment. How many times do our feelings change throughout the day based on one circumstance or another? Because our feelings change based on circumstances. Sometimes not even based on circumstances. Sometimes it just changes just because of the weather. Our feelings are not loyal to us. Our feelings, they're just volatile. You know, they're up and down. So it's impossible to live your life based on feelings. And the advice of, you know, live your life or do what you feel like doing isn't good advice. We shouldn't follow our feelings, but we should be, you know, understanding them, being aware of them, but not being led by them. Too many of us, we spend our lives being led by our feelings. And that's why I believe, that's where I believe so many of us go wrong. All right? Because think about it. We do things in life. We have a massive opportunity or a massive decision to be made. All right? And then we'd make the decision based on how we feel. Imagine you've got a massive opportunity. Imagine you just feel like leaving your day job. Imagine you just feel like leaving your partner just because you feel like it. Imagine if we ate all the things that we felt like eating. Imagine if we just did the things that we felt like doing. We wouldn't have a life. It's impossible. It's impossible to be, to achieve anything of significance. It's impossible to do anything great by going by our feelings. It's impossible to achieve substantial goals and achieve our dreams by trying to live our lives based on feelings. Because there are going to be days when you don't feel like working on your goal or your dream. There's no way you're going to wake up every single day and feel motivated. Motivation comes and goes. Motivation is a feeling. I feel motivated today. That's a feeling. It's not somewhere that you can stay. It's not possible to always feel motivated, and that's where the issue lies. Too many times I think we think to ourselves, we feel like, because we do not feel motivated, we decide not to work on our goals and our dreams. Because we don't feel motivated, we decide not to, you know, do the things that we've planned on doing. Or what other things that we do is because we made the decision based on, you know, feeling motivated at the time. So we've committed to something crazy, right? As in, we overstretch ourselves with our commitment. So at the time, though, we were in a great mood. We were pumped. We were vibrant. We were excited, all right? And we've made that decision to do something wild. We've overcommitted, right? Because we made that decision where we was motivated, so we thought we could take over the world. But what about the days when you can't be bothered to get out of bed? What about the days when you genuinely aren't feeling great, but you've really committed to something that was realistically anyway out of your, you know, I don't want to say, just out of your depth, something that you should never have committed to. But because you've committed to it, because you felt good, now you have to go and do it. And this isn't a bad thing, because on the switch side, all right, this is where discipline comes in. Because we've committed to our goals and our dreams, and there will be days when we wake up and we don't want to do something. But because we've committed to it, and because we're committed to our goals and our dreams, that's when we have to follow through and do it. And this is where discipline comes in. See, committing to something because you felt good at the time, and, you know, committing to something that you know needs to be done and you need to be disciplined to do it, are two different things, okay? When you commit to something that you should never have committed to in the first place, because you don't have that time on your hands, you don't have those finances maybe, or, you know, you don't, you're just out of your depth. Maybe you should never have committed to it, because you went with your feelings, you felt like, yeah, you know what, I can do this. You've committed to it. That's one thing. And we shouldn't do that. This is why we can't be led by our feelings. But then on the flip side, as I've said, another thing is not falling back or not dropping off of our commitments because we have a lack of discipline. Because when we write down the plans for our goals, all right, it means that there are going to be days, there are going to be moments where we have something planned that we need to do to take us towards our goal, and we don't feel like doing it. And this is where champions are made. This is where the people are, you know, this is where the greatness is separated. Those that are great and those that decide to become mediocre, they're separated by discipline. It's discipline that separates it. It's not even necessarily always faith or belief or work rate. It's often discipline, because we're able to, or people that want to be great are able to do things that they don't feel like doing. They're able to discipline themselves to do things even though they may not feel like doing it. And if you're going to achieve anything of significance, like I said, you're going to have to get past the whole fact of feeling like you want to do something in order to do it. Because you're not going to achieve anything of significance. Nothing at all. And we live in a society nowadays where everyone does things based on their feelings. And that's why we make rash decisions. That's why we make wild decisions in our life. Not just goals and dreams, but even just with relationships. People just do something because they feel like doing it. And they lose a good relationship because in the moment, they felt like doing something. They were led by their feelings. And their feelings at that point has led them astray. All right? Or someone has an opportunity, but in that moment in time, they felt lazy. Or they felt tired. Let's see, feeling tired and being tired are two different things. Hopefully you caught that. Feeling tired and being tired are two very different things. But the question is, can you work out which is which? Do you know when you're feeling tired, and do you know when you actually are tired? That alone is a skill in itself. Because let's be honest, how many times do you speak to somebody and you say, how are you doing? They're like, yeah, you know, I'm just tired. It's like, come on, man. You're like, you're in your 20s. You shouldn't be tired. Even if you're in your 30s or 40s or 50s, you shouldn't be tired. Yes, you're getting on, but come on, guys. You know, we shouldn't be tired. And our feelings are the very thing. They're such a massive variable in success. They're such a massive, you know, point, you know, of interest when it comes to success for me. Because everything's to do with feelings. What are you doing this weekend? You know what? I'm not sure. It depends on what I feel like doing. I get that to an extent. But if you're not on holiday, don't do what you feel like doing. Do what you need to get done. Do what you need to do. You have to live your life on purpose. You cannot live your life by feelings. Because if you live your life by feelings, you end up in a ditch. You end up in a place where you don't know how you ended up in the first place. That's what feelings do to you. All right? Your feelings are not your friend. So the question is, how can we get to a place where we understand that feelings are not our friend? Or how can we get to a place where we understand the place that feelings have in our lives? Because feelings are important. And here's why. Feelings are, it's important to be aware and understand how you're feeling about a situation. Because feelings are a great way of just recognizing kind of where we stand in a scenario or situation. So if we're in a job and we're not happy to go to that job anymore, we don't feel happy, we don't feel like going, and you know it's deeper than just because you don't want to go to work, you just want to stay at home. If you're feeling that way, there's usually going to be a reason why. There's going to be some depth to it. There's going to be a reason why you're feeling that way. And it's understanding why you're feeling that way, but not being led by it. So if you're feeling a certain way about that job, maybe you need to look at why you're feeling that way. And if it is a thing of you're just not enjoying it anymore for any reason, whether it's your boss, your manager, whether it's your colleagues or the vibe at that place, the energy, it's understanding why you're feeling that way so you can then categorize it and then make a decision accordingly. But you need to make that decision with wisdom, mixed with feelings and logic. Because yes, you feel a certain way, but you can't make the decision based on feelings alone. Your feelings do play a part, of course. They're important that we understand why we feel a certain way. But you can't make a decision based solely on the feeling. Hopefully you guys are following me here. Or if you're in some kind of relationship and you feel a certain way about a person, negative or positive, it's also understanding why you feel that way. Because you may feel a certain way about a person and you know you may feel a certain way about someone else, but you're in a committed relationship. And you know you shouldn't feel that way about another person. It's understanding why and how you've got to that place and then navigating through that. You following me? So it's understanding why you're feeling a certain way about something, but not being led by those feelings. Because this is why so many of us have led ourselves, you know, have been led into the place that we are today, have been led into the mess that we're in today. When it comes to finances, when you feel like buying something or you feel like shopping, no. Don't just go and spend your money, all right, because you feel like it. Understand why you feel, everyone wants to shop, everyone wants to spend money on certain things. Everyone has different tastes. Everyone has different things that they want to spend their money on. But understand why you feel that way. Why understand why you want to buy that thing, or why you want to go shopping, or why you want to, maybe it's to switch off because you're feeling a certain way about your life. You understand me? And also when it comes to holidays, vacations, right? So many of us, we want to go on holiday. We can't wait to go on holiday. And it's often because we're trying to escape from the life that we're living. I always say, and it's a common phrase that's always said, why not create a life that you don't need a holiday from? Why not create a life that you don't need a vacation from? Imagine that. Yes, holidays, vacations, they are important because it's about rest. It's about resetting. So that is important. But, are you trying to go on holiday just because you feel like your life isn't going anywhere? And if that's the case, then that's a problem. But at the same time, if that's the case and you've identified that, then you're not going to continuously keep running away, spending all your money on holidays and not actually getting to the root cause of the issue, which is the life itself. And, you know, creating a life that you actually don't need a holiday from. Understand me? So this is why your feelings are important. Your feelings are very important to understand where you're at, but you cannot be led by your feelings. And that's the critical part. That's the crucial part that so many people misunderstand, or just they've not looked into trying to understand it. And once you understand that, you know, you're a lot further ahead than most people, because most people, like I said, are led by their feelings, but not you. So guys, do not be led by our feelings. All right, we lead our lives, we understand our feelings, we're aware of them, but we're not led by them, okay? And also, before we go, just because someone else feels a certain way about you, also don't take that on. Because they may be feeling a certain way about you and you've done nothing wrong. They may be feeling a certain way about you and, you know, there's no reason for that. Maybe they're just insecure because of your positive energy. They don't like how the positivity that you bring into a room. Maybe they're just jealous of how popular you are. There's many reasons why people may not like you or feel a certain way towards you, but don't take that on. Like I say, feelings can sway left to right. Feelings always change, like the wind. So don't get caught up in how people feel about you. You live your life, you run your race, you focus on what you're doing with your life, focus on your goals, focus on your dreams, do, you know, the things you know you need to do, even when you do not feel like it. Don't be led by your feelings, you lead your life. Guys, we'll see you soon. Or I'll see you soon, shall I say. We'll catch up soon. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching. Please hit subscribe. If you listen on the podcast, thank you for listening once again, whether you're on your commute or whether you're just chilling. All right? But we'll speak to you guys soon. God bless. Take care. Love.